Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. You're probably going, hey, this doesn't sound like you're in a studio, because we're not. We're in the office and we forgot to do it. Well, I say we, I forgot to do it. Hey, Carly.
Hello.
Can you talk while I grab the Alpha Box thing?
Yeah, sure. So I just have to pad?
Yeah, pad.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Stop wasting time, Carly. I've got very important stuff to do. All right. Your letter tomorrow is L for lemur. Lemur. Two answers we're going to give. Starting with L, name me, Carly, an insect.
Locust.
Nailed it. That a ladybird would have taken. And this is actually not bad. Okay. Starting with L, name me something that grows.
Lily.
Yep, lilies. I've got legs here. I guess legs technically grow as well.
They grow hair.
That's true. Yeah. All right, we're going to stop talking now because this probably sounds not as good as we'd like. Enjoy the podcast.
We've got to talk about it. Scott Morrison. The bump seen right around the country. In case you missed it, Scott Morrison was playing a bit of soccer in Tasmania, and Scott got a little bit competitive, bowling over a child. Here's a little bit of the audio. Oh,
there's a bit of a rugby tackle.
You good? You all good? Here we go.
Good boy. That's a high five at the end there. The kid was okay. Just not what you want.
By
really.
The way, he was playing soccer.
Yeah, not rugby. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I mean, what do you mean, Scott Morrison not reading the room and just going rogue?
Just any politician at the moment doing these sort of awkward things is hilarious. Because I didn't plan on talking about politics today, but then something like that happens and you can't ignore it, especially when it's getting the coverage that it's getting. It's even on the front page of the West Australian today with Scott Motion Replay. Well, .. It is the small target election with a picture of him looking like he's almost spear tackling the kid. The kid was okay. It's worth mentioning that, which then leads us into this.
Five, four, three, two, one. It's the top five.
Had some time to think about it, Carly. And yeah. These are the top five headlines I would have liked to have seen come out of this whole ScoMo situation. Number five. Three more sleeps until the election, or just one sleep for this Tassie kid.
Oh.
Oh, number four for the top five headlines that I wish had come out of this whole ScoMo situation. ScoMo, slow-mo, down-low, wacko on kiddo, pozzo for Albo.
Love me a good rhyme.
Love a rhyme.
Very confusing, though.
Yeah, no, I didn't figure it out either. Number three for the top five headlines I would love to see come out of this whole Scott Morrison situation. Scott Morrison has shown his tough stance on bushfires by tackling a fiery red-headed kid. The kid's okay.
Jeez.
Worth mentioning one more time. The kid was fine. High-fived. He's probably going to be the famous Tasmanian ever now. Number two for the top five headlines I would love to see come out of this whole ScoMo knocking over the kid situation. Albo adopts ScoMo tactic by replacing policies with high knees.
Game with the rhyming. Love it.
He's going for the elderly vote. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And number one. For the top five headlines to come out of the whole Scott Morrison bowling over a kid or bulldozer over a kid in Tasmania. I'm stealing this one from The Chaser, by the way, because I saw it and I'm like, that needs a mention on the show. ScoMo asked Jenny if bowling over kid was bad. Come on.
I just can't believe this mess of a man. Like, what is he doing?
Oh, because Albanese is really absolutely nailing it on that front either. I mean, he hasn't knocked over any kids yet.
It's just a battle of the awkwardness, isn't it?
It's all over, guys. On Saturday, the election, it's coming up. And, geez, I think...
How many more kids do we have to sacrifice before then?
Two. Hey, Headland. Let's talk about it for half a second. We had a good time. Couple of days of just craziness. We went out there the first day. We were recording right near basically the port of Port Headland. So we're overlooking all the boats. As we're setting up, we had to dodge a few things, sprinklers being the main one.
Mm.
And I noticed on my bicep, which I quite often am flexing and kissing, but I looked at my bicep and I was like, oh, it feels a little bit like itchy. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Didn't think about it. We had a show to focus on and I didn't bring it up on air as well. I just like, you know what?
Professional. You remain calm under pressure, don't you?
Really did. Until last night when, once again, looking at my bicep, little kiss, and I see I've got a little red dot. And I felt the itchiness. And then on the other side, I've got these other red dots. And I went, I know this. I've been here before. Midgies. Your son of a midge.
Why all of a sudden are you Liam Neeson when it comes to them? Are you going to, like, try and find your daughter if they captured her? Like, what is going on with this tone?
You have my blood. And I have some skills. I have no skills. So I didn't realise.
You just need bug spray. You just need one skill,
Carly,
which is depressed.
You silly, silly Eastern State silly girl. You don't just have bug spray. Midgies are in a class of their own. People listening right now are going, bug spray. Amateur. You need Bushmans. You need a balm. You need a tonic, and you need a little bit of hopes and prayers on your side to not get bitten by a midgie. Now, we've already lightly said on the show, but we can definitely confirm we will be in Broome next week, and we are excited for that. And the reason why I'm familiar with the midgie bites is the whole time I was in Broome, I looked like I had chicken pox because I had been attacked by midgies all over my legs. The scars have never healed internally and physically on my legs. And I'm scared to go back into that war zone.
Well, look,
it's my Vietnam.
We've even spoken about this on the show before, and that is that they are attracted to certain people more than others. Now, I was standing right next to you the whole show. I didn't get one single bite. Now, I don't know if I'm offended or not. I really can't make friends in WA, can I?
You really can't. No one's biting onto you at any point. No, it's weird. We'll leave that
no
alone.
No bites.
No bites. So I just want to just throw it out there. If you want to slide into our DMs, my DM, our DMs, the Hit Station, and just give me something. Give me a recipe. Give me something, because everything I try doesn't work. To be fair, in Headland, I didn't put anything on because I didn't expect the midgets to come at me. But Broome, I'm ready. But I want to be ready-er. I want to be prepared for this. I'll put war paint on if I need to.
What about one of those stinger suits?
Like a beekeeper?
Yeah.
I'm open to it. Like,
or, you know,
I just
like
heard
to
someone
wear
laugh.
In the
Don't
water?
Laugh. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'll be wearing, like, I'll do what it takes. I refuse to look like I got the measles again. Like, I got scars still. Look at my arms. That looks.
Oh, wow.
These are scars from the midges.
At least you know you've got some premium blood going.
Oh, I just have delicious blood. They must like handsome men is what they go after, I reckon. They're just like, oh, handsome. Yum, yum, yum. That's weird. All right. Any ideas, please help me out. But I'm just letting you know, there's a little bit of dread behind me going out to Broome. And no, I will not be hanging around the mangroves. I'm scared of getting bitten. And I will use you as bait. Carly as well.
Oh, what? I'm happy.
If one of their recommendations is to douse you with a delicious oil and then leave you to the side, I will 100% do that. I have no issues with it. I did just kind of throw it out there. Not really like a hard, like, call us right now and tell us the information, but to get into our DMs and let us know about how to deal with midgies, because they love me. As soon as I'm in their town, they're just like, what is that boy over there? And then they wander over, and I just end up, like, when I was in Broome, I used to live in Broome, I looked like I had chicken pox. I had all these scars all over me. Like, to the point where people would look at my legs and going, geez, is he at the skate park every night? Why has he got so many scabs all over his legs? No, it's the midgies. They love me. I'm delicious to them. So we're getting some tips. People have been sliding into our DMs and also on our Alan and Carly Facebook group, Carly.
Yeah, we are getting so many people sending messages through. And by the way, this is very helpful, because as you mentioned, we are about to head to Broome. So whatever tips you give us, we're going to definitely put into practice.
100%. So we're getting your advice now. Let's start with Kathy in Geraldton. Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, Kathy. Your tip, please.
Dettol and baby oil.
I love this.
Okay.
I love this because I've already got the baby oil. I'm using it every day anyway because that's how I get my shine. And then Dettol. So what are we doing? Like half-half? How much ratio would you do that as?
3/4 baby oil, 1/4 Dettol.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a good shake.
Yep.
Put it in a spray bottle. But you do realise, don't you, that they don't bite you.
What are they doing?
They're peeing on you.
What? That's weird fetish midges.
True. They're not. That is the true thing. They don't bite you. They pee on you.
So I'm just covered in midgie urine.
Mate, basically, that's what it is. My husband lived up there for years, and he told me that, so, yep.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a wonderful day, because I'm not going to after that. Wow. Todd from Parabadoo, you can back in that theory, the baby oil and Dettol treatment.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm from Darwin originally, and we used to go fishing and always in the mangroves and stuff and bring out the old baby oil and Dettol spray bottle, and, I was your uncle, mate.
And it works wonders. Like, do you have anyone in your crew that is just delicious to midgies for some reason?
Nah, actually, some people are more prone to them, but because I just come up with little dots on them, and some people come up with welts and
that's me.
Stuff, you know. But that's the go.
All right. Baby oil and
they can't pee on you. That's it.
Yeah, and they pee as well. Oh,
I am learning so much.
Oh, God.
Acid. It's like acid pee or something.
Oh, God, I hate bugs, and this is an helping. Mick from Carnarvon, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Mick, you've got a tip. So what is your advice to deal with midges?
Well, I swell up and get big welts, and I don't normally have any. But the best thing I found is as soon as you can feel one, like you know that it's peed on you, you use apple cider vinegar, and it neutralises the bite, and then that's it. You don't get no marks, no itchiness.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I wish
it doesn't swell up.
I should have been brave and asked this yesterday on the show, and they would have been dealing with these scabs easier already. Mick, that is great. Cause we've got the pre-treatment and now the post-treatment. Thank
Love
you, Mick.
This.
Let's wrap it up with Lisa in Albany. Lisa, what's your tip?
Hello, Carly. I love you.
Is that a tip?
They love Carly. Carly, that I certainly have been waiting for, and I think the rest of WA.
This is a huge exclusive, Alan. So yesterday we were at the airport.
Yes.
And we were waiting for our baggage. It took for ages, actually.
It actually took 50 minutes.
And so, timed it.
Absolutely. After a delayed flight, which, you know, like, I mean, everyone gets delayed flights. I get it. No big deal. Grow up, Alan. Get over it. But, like, 50 minutes of just standing there going, are our bags coming at some point?
So I just, you know, thought, oh, well, while I'm standing here, may as well just look around. I love people watching in airports.
Yeah, and you're a creep.
As I'm people watching, I notice this lady and she's holding up a sign and it says cast and crew and she's from a TV station. And obviously that piqued my interest and I'm like, oh.
Well, she wasn't from a TV station. It was from a agency that deals with those sort of shows because I saw it and I didn't recognize a TV station.
Well,
from
it was from a studio that makes TV
shows. Yeah.
So then I Googled some of the shows that they're behind. They're behind shows like The Voice and Love Actually.
Yep.
So I thought, okay. And then these people all started gathering around her and I thought, I reckon this is from a TV show. Like, they've got to be getting a cast together. You could kind of see they all kind of knew each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what TV show this could be for. So as I'm watching them, all of a sudden, I look down and on the conveyor belt where our luggage comes around, all this... all this TV gear starts coming around the conveyor belt.
Black plastic hard case after black plastic hard case.
Yeah.
Like so many are coming out through the conveyor belt.
And then I notice on the cases is the label MKR, which is
My Night Ramsay. No?
My Kitchen Rules. So all of a sudden you kind of see all the cases getting loaded up and all the crews there. And then I'm like, oh my God. They're filming MKR right now in WA. And then I saw all the crew get into a bus and they all went away. So can confirm, bit of an exclusive, MKR is going to be filmed in WA somewhere. So we're going to have a WA couple.
So the exclusive is that
WA
will have one or maybe two. Perth or West, we don't know, regional West WA.
Well,
maybe.
They all got in a bus together, so I don't know where that bus went, but guys.
I'm so surprised because you were even talking about stalking the bus.
Woman's Day.
Woman's Day. This is the front page, guys. I will say, just from looking at a few of the people, the characters there, no one seemed to be getting into any fist fights yet, but
no.
Who knows what part of filming they're at, you know?
Exactly right. They all seem to be kind of getting along, so it must be early on in the series.
I went past them and just yelled at them because my bags took so long, it was all their fault, but that's my separate chat, and I don't think that's going to make the show.
Didn't see Nigella, though. Was definitely looking out for her.
And just for the record, I'm going to pull this back for half a second. She really was. It was kind of like... Like, I walked past them because I wanted to check the other carousels to see if the bags are coming, and Carly was, like, fixated. Like, you look like a creep.
Did I? Was it all the photos I took?
It was the photos you took. It was the heavy breathing. It was the sweating. It was, it was a lot.
But it was good that you had another reason to bring out your autograph book. This is what I do to bring you guys an exclusive. There you go.
And Carly, I love culture. I love hearing stories from all around the world, different countries, and just, you know, getting to see how the other parts of the places live. And this is certainly one that I don't think everyone's doing it, but one woman out of China is certainly doing it. She has insomnia, the poor thing, so sleeping isn't easy for her. She gets a little bit here and there, but for the most part, every night she's awake and needs something to do with that time.
That, and I've spoken about this on the show numerous times, Alan, is torturous to me. Sleep is everything.
What would you do with the time, bud? Like, say, you like, I mean, I say
try and sleep.
Well, no, but if you can't sleep and you're awake and you're up, like, what would you do to kill the time?
To be honest, I'm not being productive. I'm literally just laying there trying everything in my power to get sleep or maybe dropping some sleeping tablets.
Yeah, that's just drug yourself to sleep.
But I guess, I know what you're saying, because a lot of successful people run on very little sleep and they use that extra time to do something productive.
And that's where I'm going with it. This woman has done exactly that. Instead of trying to sleep or filling herself with drugs like you would, Carly, out of context, that is very funny. that's the promo. Leave that little bit in there. Carly's on drugs. No, she has decided to start her own little side hustle where she sends text messages to people who want to hear a sweet goodnight. 15 cents a text is what she charges, and she has been making thousands of dollars from just being there for other people who are a little lonely and just want someone to communicate with.
I mean, I do love this. It's kind of sweet, but at the same time, for her, it's got to be bittersweet because it's never a good night for her when she can't get any sleep. So it's like she's literally sending people off to sleep, like, good night, when she's literally there, probably bags under the eyes, like, twitching in one eye as she sends the message off.
Yeah, but making bank.
The
texts go from as small as just goodnight to like 200 characters in a text. Oh. So, you know, I assume how sleepy she is how long they are, I guess, but
she's
still.
She's already clocked up a couple of $1,000. Like, how many? That's a lot of text messages.
Absolutely. She'd have fingers that are like muscly. She'd just be like, her phone would be hell worn as well. Yeah. And I tell you, if you're a neighbor, all you'd hear all night long is that. I hope she has turned that off.
Surely she's just got one reply. You know, you know how it comes up, like the auto replies?
How dare you? A robot could do that. This is from a woman that is very sleepy and doing amazing things. And I'm going to send her a text message. Imagine if you text her, she goes, oh, no, you woke me up.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.